This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.72, up 4.25 on the open. September, 4.83, up 3.75. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 4.81, up 4.5 on the open. September, 4.93.5, up 3.75. December, 5.07, up 4.75. March, 5.13, up 1.5 on the open. July corn opened at 3.70.5, up 2 on the open. September, 3.71.5, unchanged. December, 3.71.5, up 1. March, 3.82.5, up a half. May, 3.89, down 1. July, 3.95.5, up 3/4. December, 3.90.5, up 1/2 on the open. July soybeans open at 8.03, up 2.5 on the open. August, 8.09.5, up 1.25. September, 8.16.5, up 2. November, 8.32, up 1.5. January, 8.40, up a half. March, 8.46, down a half. May, 8.50, unchanged. July, 8.59, down a half on the open. July soybean meal open at 2.19, up 10 on the open. August, 2.19.70, down 1.20. July soybean oil open at 35.30, up 41 on the open. August, 35.50, up 37. At the Merck, May feeders open at 108.15, down 12.5 on the open. August, 112.50, down 27.5. September, 111.80, down 40. October, 110.70, down 70 on the open. June live cattle open at 91.55, down 30 on the open. August, 91.95, down 30. October, 95.85, down 27.5. December, 95.60, down 15 on the open. June lean hogs open at 74.50, down 12.5 on the open. July, 73.55, up 5. August, 73.20, down 15. October, 65.55, down 12.5 on the open. And July bellies open at 101.92.5, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Start in the oil pit, the soybean oil pit. It looks like we're making new contract highs today.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, this week we had soybean oil itself. When you look at a continuous chart and long-term things, we actually have bumped soybean oil now up to the highest levels going all the way back to 1984. So we got some things here that that's providing some leadership out of an uncharacteristic area for beans, as typically, you know, people tend to think of the meal as being the strongest of the two products, but oil has gotten into the game, and basically that's all tied into the world and a fairly strong veg oil market as far as price in the world, and that's really directly implicated into demand for biodiesel products in some areas outside the U.S.
Then you begin to look at soybean charts, and you look at the November, for example, and it has poked its head above a mid-range uptrend line drawn off January 12th and then the March lows several times this week. What does this all imply?
Well, the biggest thing I think you'll look at when you look at soybeans, you know, technically, and, you know, we deal a lot with price cycles, that mid-April low we had at the time when we made it and some of the subsequent action tended to suggest that that was a 16 or could have been a 16-week low, and now you've basically launched prices to where we're up getting close to contract highs, whether you're looking at old crop or new crop at this particular juncture in time. I also keep a fairly close eye on the July itself, and I've long thought that, you know, if we get July somewhere more than just a little bit over $8 on a close. I'm saying 805, 810, somewhere in there. You have to step back a minute and think about the old rule of thumb and the beans, and that, you know, we never spend much time trading between $8 and $9. Typically, when you go over $8 on beans, fairly quickly, it seems like you tend to go up somewhere beyond $9, or if you're above it, you tend to go below it. A couple of times in history, we have moved up into $8 and then set back, but you know, historically, we just haven't very much. So you got to keep on the edge of your seat looking for signs that maybe money's coming into this game and wanting to be a buyer. And right now, when you look at the margins that you have to put up as far as speculative margins are concerned, bean margins are as cheap as corn margins. So maybe it's the money crowd that's buying the beans.
So it's a money play at this point?
It's partially money play, but, you know, that doesn't say that it doesn't have fundamental underpinnings either, because I think the trade as a whole in the bean complex is much like the trade was last fall and into last winter in the corn market, you know, and back there they were going, and the attitude was, I don't care how many bushels I got in hand right now, it's what's down the road I'm worried about. Because, you know, then the game was in corn, you know, are we going to plant enough acres? You know, and the beans, when you're sitting here knowing that, you know, we've got a lot less acres and you're going to tighten down carryouts quite a bit here this coming year, and you have no weather problems really totally resolved at this point, or you have a lot of weather uncertainties ahead, you've got people sitting here at this point going, you know what, it wouldn't take much for this thing to really get tight and really get strong. So you've got this attitude of the trade looking at longer-term fundamentals in the market today, even though we've got a large old crop to deal with.
Let's turn our attention to the corn, where essentially prices have been meandering sideways since about the beginning of April. But if you take a close look, it looks to me like we're building into a wedge formation with potentially a pop out in either direction. Are you seeing it this way? And if so, what is your bias?
Bias is more to the bull side than the bear side. And there's a couple of things that you deal with here. First, technically, the low we put in there right around the time when we had the S&Ds back there a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago now, that really has all the earmarks of being the 20-week low in the corn market. So, you know, it looks at this point like you've turned the 20-week cycle up, although we really totally haven't confirmed that yet, but that bias is there. The other thing you look at, I think, that you kind of step back with at this point is that, you know that you need, with this corn crop here, a good yield. If we're going to keep from tightening up supplies again this coming year, even with having the larger acres. So, you know, you're really coming into your riskiest weather period at this point. You still have this dryness in the southeast and in the mid-south, and you still got yield uncertainty even here in the Midwest, as you can't really see the weather ahead extremely well yet, other than there's some people talking about this drying pattern in the central and eastern corn belt may tend to still stay in place. So as long as yield uncertainty is here, you're going to keep people from selling this thing very, very aggressively too. And I think, you know, the when I look at the balance of this, at some point here we're probably going to get thrust into a weather scare that's going to give us some kind of a rally. The question is how much.
Thank you much, Dale.
Good talking to you.
You too. Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. July wheat, 476, up 8 1/4, now up 8 3/4. September, 487, up 7 3/4. July wheat at 488 3/4, up 12 1/4. September, 501 1/2, up 11 3/4. December, 511 1/2, up 9 1/4. July corn, 373 1/4, up 4 3/4. September, 374 1/2, up 3. December, 372 3/4, up 2 1/4. July beans, 804 3/4. Now 804 1/2, up 4. August, 811 1/2, up 3 1/4. November, 833 1/2, up 3. July soybean meal, 217.80, down 110. July soybean oil, 35.42, up 53. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in northwestern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms arriving during the afternoon. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, highs from 83 to 92. Tonight in the north and central sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy, lows from 47 to 64. Then tomorrow in far northern Illinois, partly to mostly sunny. In the far south, partly sunny with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs ranging from 62 to 84 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.